Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution, because it's the only way we win. Right? If you get involved and get engaged, you do the right thing, then I'll say we all win. Really. I mean, at least we won't have, a gazillion people coming over the border. Thinking they belong here. I think they should have the right to be here. I wonder where they get that from. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. We're talking so much about Tucker Carlson and what's going on over at Fox and who's winning what to who and who's doing what where. We need to get back to, those are important things. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to say they're not. But we need to get back to the reality of the day. We're coming up on pretty soon here on the 11th. Right? Title 42 goes away. Goodbye. See you later. Have fun. Good luck with that. And you're watching the people mounting up against the, at the border. What do you think is going to happen? And then, God forbid, we talk about the illegal across the border. What? I think it was deported five times. Some people say four, some say three, some say five. But we can't track these people anymore. There's so many of them. You know what I mean? That's how out of hand it is. We've lost control. I mean, they can tell you all they want that we got control of the border. It's a bunch of, let's use Joey's term. It's a bunch of malarkey. There's no truth to it. And yet they'll have you believe that we're doing just fine. We have nothing to worry about at the border. And what did he kill? Five or six people? Right? And again, for what? Were they chasing him? I mean, you really have to think about this. They don't want you to have the facts. I know I'm starting off already, right? They don't want you to have the facts. They're trying to enrage you. They're trying to emotionally gut you. It's just amazing. Anyway. always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Right? Let your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones know about the show. That would be great. Apparently if you're part of the elite, you can, skirt your child support. You don't have to help out. You can allow that pole dancer that you slept with to have your baby, and you can just totally ignore her. Not a problem. Yeah, I know. You know I'm talking about Hunter Biden. Right? But there's a reality there, isn't there? Why do they get away? Can you imagine? I think they still, I wish somebody would check this for me. I think they still suspend, like, your passport, your driver's license, all that fun stuff. Yeah, you heard of me. All that fun stuff. When you're behind on your child support, right? They used to. Now, the driver's license, the guy, I always thought was funny. How do you expect the guy to go to work to make money to go ahead and pay his child support? It's just amazing. Anyway, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732, you know, 5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Big part of, that'll make you a big part of the solution, right? So, Supreme Court's got a case coming up in front of them that I think is exciting. It could overturn four decades of precedent that let courts be deferential to an administrative state. Now, they agreed today to hear a dispute between a group of New Jersey fishermen and the federal government that could decide the much larger issue whether coastal federal regulations have overstretched. God, yes. Any, let me tell you what. Want to be honest? Between you and me and the fence post? Yeah. Every federal federal agency has overstretched. Every single one of them. You know, and the way the Congress has got, well, not just Congress, other legislative bodies, they pass these laws. I almost said they pass these one-page laws, but they don't do that. They pass these laws, right? Something like this here, where, you know, you're calling on an agency to keep our shores safe. You give them some guidelines to deal with. And then they step up. They step in and they basically are trying to kill the fishing industry as a whole. Well, of course they are. But we can barely grow stuff here in this country. You won't be able to fish anymore. You won't be able to have control of your own kids or care about your own kids. You won't be able to dictate where you're going to use your... I mean, we're going to get down to they're going to dictate where you can live, too. You know, we might as well say, you know, welcome to the Soviet Socialist Union of the States. That's kind of where we're getting to, right? Now, last year, the fishermen petitioned the Supreme Court to take out the lawsuit. It was a regulation issued by NOAA, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, requires fishermen to pay up to $700 per day, right, to pay for a monitor for the federal government for a law that they're enforcing. Right. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. 5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. Seriously. And all it takes is getting some information. Real information from people who have a clue, people who look around, people who I'm gonna swear. Once you get ready, okay? People who actually read. Those are the ones you need to get information from. Anyway, let me bring her on. Kimberly Moran joins me every week. We'll kind of go through the issues of the day, also as they pertain to New England, because I still believe, growing up in that area, that New England politics are like no other. But that's just my mindset on it. Anyhow, Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
So I don't know if you caught it earlier. I was talking about these agencies that have been put together. I mean, I won't say they're non-constitutional, but you can't find them in the Constitution. And what happens is these legislators, they write these laws, and they kind of vaguely write them, and they want these agencies to fill in between the lines.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And that's when you run into this garbage here, where they have decided, you know, the fishermen's rules, and now they want to put monitors on the boats and charge them $700 a day for the monitor. I'm going,
I thought they were trying to do that. I thought they did that under Obama. Or was that
against? Originally it started, I guess, back in 04, 08. You know, it's been moving through. But now the Supreme Court has agreed to take it up, where they wouldn't take it up before.
Oh, okay. Because so, I think that already happens now, doesn't it? Isn't that already in place, or was there an injunction on it?
There might have been. The story doesn't say whether it's been an injunction, but they've been added since 08. You know, trying to push this through.
Excuse me, because I lived in Gloucester, and we were all fighting against that.
You lived in Gloucester, right?
Yes, I lived there at the time, so obviously it's a fishing village, right?
Yeah.
They were all fighting against it. Yeah. And I think even some Democrats were fighting against it, too, even.
No, so, they should. Well, they should.
Yeah.
Seriously.
They want to destroy how we get food. All the things, if you look at over time, all the things Democrats put into place, it makes our food supply smaller and smaller and smaller. In California, you have the, what's the valley called?
San Fernando Valley.
Yeah, well, the valley with the fish, where they know what I'm talking about.
Right, the minnows that they used to catch all the fish with. That we have to,
San
Francisco Bay.
They didn't let farmers, you know, get water to their farms so they could feed people. You know, this stuff happens all around the country. You know, bit by bit, they shrink the food supply. Then that's what the NOAA thing is, too. Can you imagine, not only that, but they're going to make it completely too expensive for anyone to even be able to afford fish.
Oh, yeah. You know, it gets so ridiculous. Like, here in California, you got the EPA at the federal level, right? But in California, we have the Air Quality Management District. It's not a district. It covers the whole state. Okay?
Oh, my God.
And they make these, and so the state says, you know, we have to have clean air at the beaches. Okay. We have to have clean beaches. Okay. We have to have clean water at the beaches. Okay. You guys go make that happen. Right? You already know what happens at that point. The regulations become so tight, you can't even use your water ski in the ocean because it might put too much oil. It might
or you can't fish in the ocean. Like, if you're just a regular, you know, person, a dad who wants to take your son or daughter fishing, or mom who wants to go fishing, you can't even go fishing because, you know, you can't afford the license it costs, that it costs to even go, if they even allow you. It's ridiculous. There's way too much red tape and bureaucrats that are actually running things. Bureaucrats, you're dead on when you said that. Because remember, they wrote Obamacare, right? It was a horrible piece of human excrement. And they wrote it, and then they made it even worse once the Department of Health and Human Services got their filthy paws on it.
Yep.
Because then they added things, changed things, whatever. That's exactly what happens, and happens all this time. All you all got to do is remember Fauci.
Fauci? Who was that?
Yeah, an unelected bureaucrat who tried to destroy this country. Those are unelected bureaucrats that get paid tons of money, could never get fired, and they're really the ones running the country. And
you think he's really gone, by the way? You really think he's gone? No.
No. He's too much of a narcissist. No way.
Yep.
No way. He loves the limelight. And he's not done with his destruction. I mean, he's out there lying about what he said 2 years ago. It's like, no, we remember what you said.
Yeah, we heard you.
We have good memories. Oh, and we also happen to have it in writing and in video.
Yeah. Well, that's my joke about the internet. I always call it the interweb. And I say, you know, that's where the Democrats really have heartburn, is that interweb. They cannot scrub that clean enough to get away from all the stupid things they've said in the past, you know?
No, we find it.
Yeah.
I mean, I have, it's really sad. I have, I, my, walk into a room once. I have a memory of something that happened in politics like 10 years ago that I probably wrote about, and I just something in my head reminds me, and I go and find the information on it. Oh, wait a minute. No, you lied. This is what you said 10 years ago. Well, that's a woman thing, too, though, right? You know that.
What did she never forget? Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, never forget.
It's even worse if you get Italian aunts and you know, what have you. Yeah.
Cousins. Oh, God, I can imagine. I can only imagine.
Right. Oh, God. All right. So let's hit some of this really, what's his name? Hunter Biden. Again, was he in court today? And
was he in court or just his lawyers?
Yeah, oh, it might have been his lawyers. I thought he was called in to answer.
The judge has says he has to come in, but I don't know if he did.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here, let's just go down to the scum portion of this whole thing, okay? You know,
scum? That's Biden and his father and his family, his entire family. They're all scum.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no question about it. Seriously. You know, and you think about it. So it's funny how the news wants to keep calling her an ex-stripper, okay? And the mother of Hunter. Does it really matter that she was an ex-stripper at this point? Right? I mean, he didn't bother him at the time, right?
Did the media always call Biden's brother's wife his ex-sister-in-law? Hunter Biden's ex-sister-in-law, now wife. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just amazing, right? Now, and he won't acknowledge that the girl is his daughter. Okay, it's just amazing. If it was anybody else, if it was a Republican, the news cycle would be 24/7. You know that,
yep.
Right? Okay, we're gonna go for a quick break. We'll be back. Apparently, we're tracking another balloon. Surprise! Be back in a few minutes.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. We're learning more about what happened in Cleveland, Texas Friday in the minutes before a man walked to his neighbor's house and killed five people. Police say an appeal to that man to stop firing his gun escalated, and neighbors called police five times in about 20 minutes before the man started shooting his neighbors. President Biden says when it comes to finding a way to increase the federal debt ceiling,
the default on the national debt is off the table. For over 200 years,
America's never, ever, ever failed to pay its debt.
Biden says the debt ceiling should not be held hostage by MAGA Republicans in Congress. Today in Israel, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said he's waiting for a phone call from the president so they can talk about it. If you have good credit, you'll be paying more for a federally backed home loan. Mortgage fees are rising to underwrite lower fees for people with lower credit scores. Critics say that plan rewards bad behavior. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Masina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, because that's the way we win. When you're part of the solution, we win. It's really that simple. But get informed first. I know I say this all the time. Some of you kind of make fun of me for doing it all the time. But really, I wouldn't have to say it if you weren't doing it. You know, you're still out there. You send me stories. You got to do the story. You don't. First of all, you don't give me a chance to check it out. That's just number one. But number two is you don't even check it out before you send it to me. So if I was anybody else, we'd have a problem, you know. So anyhow, let me bring her on. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate that, her time with me. And Kimberly, you know, we're going to hit something else in a minute, but we were talking about the Hunter Biden, and interesting how again every outlet is writing how she is an ex stripper. Like that makes a difference. I mean, it didn't seem to bother him at the time, did it?
No. No, it didn't. I was talking to him about this. I'm like, it doesn't matter what you think of the mother. None of that matters. The child did not have a say in any of this. And yep. She is a granddaughter of Jill and Joe Biden. How much of a scum is the Biden family that they just ignore this child? She's a child. It's disgusting.
Yeah, no,
it's really, truly disgusting.
He refuses to pay child support. Matter of fact, the first time around, even when the judge tried to force him to do it, he wanted him to check this out. You got to giggle at this one. He wanted to submit his finances because he was having a hardship. He was having a hard time paying his own bills. Okay? I mean, when you put that much blow up your nose, you're spending money like crazy. I would imagine you would have time paying your own bills. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and I guess back in 2020, they had an agreement on what to pay and how to pay and all of that. But Biden has to be, Hunter asked that it be reopened because he couldn't make the payments. And again, he didn't want to make the payments.
Right.
I mean, he should have done what Jesse Jackson did. Just open up an account to run for office. People pour money in that. And then you're an illegitimate child. You go ahead and pay it out of your campaign funds.
Right.
And he's still walking around, right?
Yeah. He doesn't even pay taxes, yeah.
This is just, to me, it's amazing. You know what I mean? It's amazing that they're doing this stuff in your face. You're seeing what's going on with it. People are catching it. They see what's going on with it. And they just don't seem to make the noise. They don't seem to care.
Right.
You know? I don't know. Are we that far gone as a society? Seriously?
Yes. Have you seen society?
Yes. Stop it. You're seeing another different side of society right now. Although you didn't go to Boston, I heard that they're really just a bunch of freakoids that showed up down there. What are they, burning Bibles and a few other things? And you made a comment. I'm 100% on board with you. I wonder what would happen if they went to, I don't know, Minnesota, where the Islamic population is really big, you know, Muslim population. Take your satanic ritual there and go ahead and burn the Quran.
I would love to see them do that. That would be, you're not cowards? Prove you're not cowards.
Yeah.
I'm sure Satan would appreciate it, you freaks.
I've had some of those people on the show. I've had conversations with some of those people. And some of them will even say, listen, we don't believe in a physical being called Satan. We just know it irks the crap out of some people.
Well, you know? I mean, I didn't say that one time. I was, you know, there's some religious people. I think it was in Tampa, and they were bugging, you know, on the street, and they're trying to hand me something. And I'm like, I'm sorry, my husband, I'm married to Satan. So I
and he's that. Over there buying me an ice cream, yeah. So
you know, I get that part, but these people, it's probably just all kabuki theater because they think Christians are going to get all mad, and some Christians might. Otherwise, it's like, whatever, you ripped up a Bible.
Yeah.
Who cares?
That made them a big deal, don't you know that? I mean, seriously. Yeah. Look how strong they are.
Right.
It's crazy to just go somewhere to happen. It makes news. They get their 15 minutes of fame or whatever minutes of fame they're supposed to get or what have you. Just totally nuts. You were telling me, and I was stunned because why would anybody make a movie like that? You're telling me about a movie called Adult Human Females.
Yes.
As opposed to what? I mean, adult alien females? I don't get it. I'm confused.
So, I mean, we have a Supreme Court justice who can't define what a woman is.
That's true.
Right? A woman is an adult human female. That's it. That's it. There's no other definition for woman. It's an adult human female. It's not a man who puts on a skirt and throws on some lipstick. It's not a man who has male genitals. It's not even a man who gets bottom surgery. He's not an adult human female either. There is only one adult human female that is a woman. And this is a documentary made by women in the UK because it's really bad over there. Like, when I was doing research to fight bills over here, I was getting stuff from over there because there were cases where women were raped in prisons because they let a male sexual predator who preyed on women, then went to prison, then decided, you know, he was in a male prison, then he decided he wanted to become a woman. He went to a woman's prison and raped women in that woman's prison.
Oh.
So, yeah, everything that they did all that stuff before we started doing all that stuff over here, so we already know it doesn't work and why it's bad, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really way bad over there in Canada. It's bad in all those places, like, there was a rape center in the Kids Canada that they're not getting any grants or funding from the government to help rape victims because they won't allow men to be counselors or be in their rape center. Rape center, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this movie goes into all different kinds of things, all different women. A lot of them are leftists, but on this, there's evangelicals, conservatives, libertarians, leftists, hardcore radical feminists, all different groups of people, especially women, who lock hands in the battle on this one. You know, we agree on this one thing and we all stand together and fight for it. But it's a really good, if anyone is interested in watching it, I sent you the link, Joe. It's a really actual good documentary, and it's so bad, like, the University of Edinburgh had to cancel it twice because trans fascists were trying to stop the women from seeing.
Fascists? I love that.
Yeah, that's what I call them. They're trans activists, but they're really fascists because they don't want, you know, women to speak. just the other day, they had something, it's called, they call it Let Women Speak in, I think it was Scotland, and they had to have massive police presence because the men who don't want these women to speak and be able to fight for their rights will get violent and attack them.
Wow.
So it's actually a really good movie. First of its kind that I know of. And it doesn't bash trans people, none of that. It just sticks to science and the facts.
Well, listen, the fact is this. No matter how much cutting, adding, taking away, no matter what you do in that line, no matter what you do with your hair, your face, how much plastic surgery you have, your DNA still calls you male or female. That's it.
Right.
And your body will always believe itself to be male or female. That's it. And you don't have to yank into a God thing. Go ahead.
Well, right, exactly. And even if, for medical diagnoses, you can pretend you're a male or female. You can say, I'm a woman. But if you're really a male, you're not going to get the proper health care if you don't.
You will. Here in California, you know why? Because all the medical forms in California now say, gender. And you're supposed to answer the gender that you believe yourself to be. But then underneath it, it says gender assigned at birth.
That's because they know it's not reality. You are biologically born. But see, that's now they're finally, that gives you a hint that they're finally realizing it and admitting it. But there was. Yeah, so this has been going on a lot. It's in the UK way worse than here, but this is what's coming here.
Yeah.
This is what's coming here. This is why women especially have to fight against it, because we're the only ones who can stop it.
You know, when we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about a white woman who said, being pregnant really made me aware of my privilege. Okay. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up at the break.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that sincerely. I'm glad you could join us. I'm glad you could be with us. So let me bring her on. You know, Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week, dealing with all kinds of crazy issues that are out there, all kinds of stuff going on that you need to be aware of. And, you know, Kimberly, I was telling you, at one of my school board meetings, one of our staff members kept saying Latinx, and I finally got, you know, Joe got irritated and knew I couldn't just lash out like I do on the radio. And I said, I'm that old white guy that everybody makes fun of. And now I know why, because I have no idea what you're talking about. Can you explain what Latinx is?
Oh, my God.
And I'm telling you, for 10 minutes, she danced around the issue and she couldn't answer the question. It's more inclusive. It does this. It covers these people and that people. But says, yeah, but isn't the Hispanic community, aren't they patriarchal? Aren't they more masculine in their language? And my understanding is over 80% of the Hispanic population doesn't like that term. So
no,
why
don't.
Would we use it?
Well, they use it because, God forbid, you call someone a Latina or a Latino. I mean, give me a break. You're right. Most don't like it. Look, it's miserable white liberal women who make all this stuff up.
I know.
That's who's doing this.
And think about it, though. Kimberly, they're doing it why? Because they know better than you. They know what's better for you. They know you should be called this name, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah, right. Just like they know that men can be women, and it's not gonna interfere with our actual rights and privileges and private spaces, whatever. They were pushing the ERA, Democrats. I don't know if you saw that all weekend, whatever. They were pushing the Equal Rights Amendment. I'm like, the Equal Rights Amendment will actually harm women, but they are still pushing it. And their supporters are so damn dumb, they don't bother looking and reading and understanding why it's going to harm women. They just don't care.
It's titles. It's all about that. They know what they're doing. You know, in California.
Oh, they know, yeah.
When you put a referendum on the ballot, the AG is the one that decides what the title is.
Right.
So, they didn't even anything they want. We've had to go to court to get them to change some of those titles.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So, you know, I mean, we had, what was it, something ridiculous like the Healthy Schools Act. And it really had nothing to do with health. It had everything in the world to do with, like, the transgender and other stuff like that. The one that covered putting tampons in the boys' bathroom, that kind of stuff. And you're going,
oh, yeah.
This is so wrong. And people will look at it. You know what people will do. They'll look at it and go, oh, no, I want my school.
Yeah. No. They pulled that crap here. I swear to God, all these bills come from freaking California. We have the same stupid bills here. And what they never tell you is nurses already have all these products. So if a girl needs help, they just go to the nurse and they'll get what they need.
Yeah.
No, they just wanted to have a free-for-all. And then, of course, they had to have tampons in the boys' room because Lord knows.
Let me tell you. My daughters, both of them, I know they're going to kill me, but whatever. They both started their, they both got their friend. You know, those days, that's what they called it, I guess.
Yeah, that's what we called it.
That's right. Not much of a friend, though, was it? Both of them got it when they were with me, you know, at a weekend spent with Dad.
Oh, my God, they must have been horrified.
They were horrified. They were melting down. I took the advice of a friend of mine and got, at the time, they used to sell these kits.
Oh, my God, I had one of those.
Did you really? Yes. All right, you ready? I did a Joe Messina move. Once they got calmed down, I said, look, relax. It's normal. It's natural. I'm prepared. You know, you hand them the kit. You go, here you go. But I ain't showing you how to use it. Okay? It ain't going to happen. So.
Oh, my God.
There's a sitcom for you right there. Seriously.
Yeah. I can't even. No. I'm having flashbacks now. I can't even imagine. Nope.
See? I had to go get the neighbor. The female neighbor and say, look, I know this is weird. I need some help here. And no way I'm doing this. But, okay.
Those poor girls. Oh, my God.
Poor you, actually.
Thank you.
I'm glad you have a little sympathy for me.
I do have sympathy for you because, I mean, if I was there, I'd probably be laughing at you. However.
Yeah, you would have been. You would have been rolling around.
I know what it was like on their side, so I get it. Oh my gosh!
But so here's another. I don't. Do you know this writer Zoe Deschanel?
No.
Okay. So you know she looks like she's one of these hoppy boppy young girls or whatever. And she says, "You know, well, she was
growing up." Wait! Hoppy boppy? What the heck is that?
That's like a '70s term. Like they're all. What was that? Who's that? When the girls just want to have fun? You know,
Cindy Lauper.
Yeah, just kind of dancing around. Thinking,
okay, that's like the 90s, dude.
Is that? Yeah.
Okay. 80s.
Yeah, they're all confusing to me. You know, if you don't have bell bottoms and long hair, it just doesn't register. So, but she talks about growing up with having good food and good parents, lived in a good place, and then she got older, you know, she was eating well, and then she got pregnant. And she said, you know what? I was buying the right food, and I was doing all this, and I was reading, and I was researching, and eating food a certain way, and she'd go, you know, oh, what, how great she is, and all the, and then she realized the privilege she had, because her babies were going to be born healthy because of how she could eat, and the medical care she had access to, and yet there were so many others who didn't have the same access. So, apparently, that's privilege. When you have something somebody else does, that's privilege.
It's not privilege. That's what you worked for, and that's what you were. That's probably how she was brought up to want those things in life and expect those things in life. So she worked to get those things in life. It's not privilege. She works for them. Or, yeah, she's writing, so she works for them. She works to be able to pay for more expensive food and live in a better place, etc. That's working.
No, but they don't call it that anymore. Now, if you have a decent job, think about what they're doing to us as a whole. If you have a decent job, then it's because of your privilege, right? You went to a good school, or you had good parents, or you had both parents at home. You know, all those things that are normal, or should be considered normal,
yeah,
make them crazy, and it means you have privilege.
Joe, did you see what that scumbag in the White House is doing with mortgages?
No.
If you have good credit, they pay a higher interest because the people with bad credit are going to pay lower interest, so you're going to make up for them. What the heck is going on?
So listen. I want you to think something through here, because I was pondering this driving down the road today. I'm going, okay, let's play this out in the real world, not in the Washington, D.C. world, right? There are a lot of people that barely make enough money to pay their bills, but they pay their bills, and they pay their mortgage, and they have high credit scores, right?
Yep. Yep.
And they're not making money, but they're doing well for themselves, right? I know several multimillionaires that have crappy credit scores. And the reason they have crappy credit scores, it isn't so much that they just don't pay their bills.
They don't have debt, right?
Thank you. They have no debt. They have no history. And they also, unlike somebody like me or what have you, can fight a bill even if they throw it up on their credit report. They don't care because they can still pay other stuff while they're doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So this is how short-sighted, how dull, how ignorant these people in D.C. are at.
Yeah, you know what? That's true, because millionaires don't need credit cards, and even if they have, like, one, they use that, pay it off. You know what I mean?
Yep.
They don't need that. That's so true. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think of that aspect of it.
Those are stupid things I think about driving down the road going, wait a minute. I know plenty of people that are, you know, they're not having a hard time, but their refrigerator isn't overstuffed, but they're making their mortgage payment on time.
Right.
These people are going to get screwed.
And the people that actually worked hard to build up their credit are going to be the ones who get screwed thanks to Democrats. This is like the backwardsness of those loans. Let's get people who can't afford a loan for a new house let's give them, it's like the mortgage failure, Fannie and Freddie all over again. As a matter of fact, this idea probably comes from idiots that run that place.
No, you and I were thinking the same thing, because I was just thinking to myself, didn't this happen like in 08, 07, when they said, hey, you don't have a down payment? Don't worry about it. We'll give you an 80-20 loan.
Right.
And some places were not just giving you 80-20. If you showed them that the changes you were going to make to the house when you moved in, they'd give you like an 80-30 loan or an 80-40 loan.
Oh, my God.
Especially here in California, when real estate was climbing like crazy, they would... those loans were all over the place. Then they went to, well, you've heard of these. They went to no doc loans. Stated income.
Yeah.
We had those in California. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, my God.
Like, whoa.
What banks took those on? SVB?
Probably a lot of those small state banks. But, yeah, it was nuts. You sit there to scratch your head and go, my God, how do you do this? You know, people want to own a home, and that's when you had all those defaults start to roll up on people.
Yeah.
You know? All right, lady.
Exactly.
How do people find you?
GraniteCroft.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
All right. Well, you keep up the good work. Stay away from those Satanists out there in Boston. I'm sure you can feel the bad juju flowing your way. Joe Mazzini, your host. You got me for the next hour. Good luck to you. We'll be back.